Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Friday, my sisters. Who woke up to a Friday? And you are absolutely giddy to receive a gift like today. So it's quite funny. Last night I was on a Zoom call with all the new members this month in Big Life Mentoring. And one of the girls was telling me she was a podcast listener that has now joined mentoring. And she said, one of the reasons why I joined mentoring was because I was always a day late in hearing the podcast. So when I'm saying, welcome to your Friday morning, it was actually Monday for her. And she says, I joined so that I can watch you record the devotional podcast live and actually be on the same day so that when you're saying Friday, it's actually Friday. Just another reason to be in Big Life Mentoring. I'm recording this live. We start at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time with an a.m. routine. And now, right now, it's 7:21 a.m. on Friday morning, April 9th. What a beautiful day it is to be alive. For all of my Big Life Mentoring girls watching live right now, hey, girls, I love y'all. I'm so glad you're here. For all the podcast listeners listening today, a day late, a week late, heck, maybe you're years later and you stumbled on this episode, you're right where you're supposed to be. This is right on time for you. I'm absolutely certain this is what you're supposed to be listening to today. So thanks for being here. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Hungry for More. There is a big picture plan for your life, a destiny of purpose and fulfillment, and it's all completely possible. The way has been made. The path is set before you. And we worry we will never find that path. But the truth is, finding the path isn't really the problem. The problem is we stop short on the path. We're heading in the right direction. God is guiding us and we are on our way. Then we stop. You've been worried about the path, haven't you? Your prayers have centered around searching and finding the path. But what if it's not about finding the path? You're already on it, my friend. What if it's just about continuing down the path? What if it's about moving forward more than it is about making turns? Where you are right now is exactly where God wants to work. You don't have to go searching for a different path. This is it. Here you are. You're standing on holy ground because God is working here. Yes, right here where life is less than perfect, and you're unsure where this is all leading. Where it's leading isn't for you to worry about. After all, you cannot control tomorrow. You have no idea what will unfold over the next week or month or year. Life may radically change in the blink of an eye because that's what life does. You don't know where this is going, and you're not supposed to. Your faith is required for this journey. Will you have the faith to keep moving forward with God, or have you stopped here? Stop searching for a different path and just take the next step with God here. He can take you where you need to go from here. That's never in question. You've always been on the path that can get you there. You've just been stopping short. I wonder how many times you've been on your way, totally in alignment with God's greatest plans for your life, but you stopped short. You let up. You stalled. You quit. You got stuck. And you settled. You settled somewhere along the path, short of the destination. Honey, you haven't arrived yet. How do I know? Because you're still breathing. This is not where you stop. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's masterpiece. And I reference this scripture all the time. It tells us you're not only God's masterpiece, but you're created in Christ Jesus to do the good things he prepared in advance for you to do. There are specific things God has planned for your life, but you can miss the plan. That is an option. God doesn't intervene on your behalf to force his goodness upon you. You can fall short of the goodness he created you for. How? How do you fall short? Well, the most probable way is to just stop along the way. We experience a taste of goodness and we decide that it's good enough. We settle for where we are and we miss that God has so much more for us. Your mind cannot comprehend what God truly has available for you. Your eyes have never even seen what he has declared is possible for you. As his masterpiece, he has fully equipped you in every way for the path. But the one thing you determine is how far down the path you go. May you have a new resolve to keep going, to keep showing up, to keep giving this life your all, to dare to see all the good plans God has prepared in advance for you. His plan has made a way, but it's up to you to go for it. Won't you just decide you're not letting up? Won't you commit to moving forward with God and seeing what he has for you? Won't you appreciate every single thing you have while still having a hunger for the more that is available for you? As Christians, it's drilled in our heads to be satisfied with what we have and consider it selfish to want more. But that's not the example God sets for us. You see, as God created, he saw that it was good at the end of each day, and then he continued. He could have stopped when he created one mountain range. He could have said, the Alps, that's enough. It's massive. It would have been enough to just leave the rest of the earth flat and have the Alps as the only mountain destination. But instead, he said, that is beautiful. Let me make more. And then God, who declared it was good, made more. He made the Rocky Mountains and the Smoky Mountains and the Appalachian Mountains and the Himalayas and the Blue Mountains and the Black Hills and the Maya Mountains and the Andes and hundreds of more mountains. It was good. And then God said, more. He filled the oceans with thousands of sea creatures, some we still don't even know about. We haven't even discovered. Why? Because God desired more. It's a good thing he desired more. You're like human number 108 billion to have ever lived in this world. If he wouldn't have wanted more, he would have never made you. God desired more. And you, precious human number 108 billion plus, you were created in his image. So he created you to desire more. It's not wrong. It's not selfish. It's by design, so you don't give up on the path to the good plans he has for you. There is more for you, my sister. More is possible for you. More is available to you. More for you to do. More for you to experience. More for you to discover. The secret is finding the holy balance between where you are and the more you were created for. To find contentment here where you are on the journey, but not cease the journey. To be satisfied without settling. To be fully here while moving forward. That's a holy balance. Jesus said, "Come, follow me." He hasn't stopped, and you shouldn't either. He's still moving forward, and if you're following him, you're being called forward. So here's our prayer today. Lord, don't let me be satisfied with anything less than your fullness. I'm on this path with you, and as long as you give me days of life, I know it's leading me somewhere further. Strengthen me to keep going. Focus me to not settle. Keep me hungry, hungry for your full and complete goodness. My greatest desire is the good plans you prepared in advance for me to do. Can you say that? That's your greatest desire is to discover and live out the great good plans that God prepared in advance for you. So we got to stop settling and we got to stop stopping short on the path. You're on the path. You got to just keep going. Yes, that's our desire. Our greatest desire, right? Yeah. All right, let's pray together. Join me now. Hey God, good morning. God, we are so thankful that you have given us life today. We receive it. We know that it's a gift. We're grateful for it. Jesus, you have told us to come and follow you. And so we're here following you. You have not stopped, so we're not stopping either. Lord, give us a new resolve to keep going. Forgive us for where we have stopped short in the past. We've been so focused on the path, finding the path, making the turns, when really, if we would have just kept going, following you, we would be further along on this journey, further along in discovering all that you created us for. So God, would you help us today to just keep going, to find that holy balance of being satisfied, but not stopping, of being content, but keep going. God, we're excited for what you created us for the plans you have for us, for the more that is available for us. And we're here today to say, God, I desire the more. I want it. I want everything you created me for. I want to do the work you created me to do. Yes. We're going to keep going. We're not going to stop short this time, God. Lord, I am so grateful for how you're speaking to every one of us right now. You're doing your work, and I am so grateful for that. Continue to do that in our lives, God. Continue to speak to us, guide us, and direct us. Keep us moving forward on the path you created for us, God. I thank you so much for every soul you have brought to hear this today around the world, what you are doing. Thank you, God. I lift up every family represented here to you. I pray for your provision for today. What is needed today, we're seeking you for it. And I ask for your continued protection over our families. Thank you, God. Thank you. We're so grateful for today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, girls, you're going to hear me talking a lot about retreat because 1 week from today, our big ranch adventure retreat kicks off. 1 week from today. I have been getting ready for this for months and I'm so excited. So my brain is like in retreat mode. You're going to be hearing about it a lot. I love the weekends of life that we get to meet and share together. And I just want to extend this invitation to you. If you're hearing this and maybe you've been creeper status, you've been listening to this devotional for years, or maybe you're brand new and you're like, what in the world is this? And what is she on? Okay, I am full of the joy of the Lord. I don't even have any caffeine in me yet this morning, but I'm just happy to be alive and I want to share it with you. I would love for you to come to a retreat. I really would. So the one, of course, this next weekend, we're sold out. We don't have any spots left. Our retreats sell out pretty quickly. So if you want to join us, I just want to tell you about the two retreats that we have on schedule. These are the only two that we have tickets left for. I have group number two of the Houseboat Retreat. The Houseboat Retreat, it's a massive houseboat with 15 of us on the houseboat floating on Norris Lake in Tennessee. That's kind of just outside of Knoxville area. And I have four remaining spots for group two. The dates of that are May 31st through June 4th. It's four nights, Monday through Friday, for this specific group. And I have four spots left for that. The cost of that one is $650. Four nights on the houseboat with us. We're going to cook together. We're going to dance. We're going to have live sessions together, live devotional every morning on the houseboat with me. Like, you'll get to be there as we record the podcast. So amazing. I also have, for our Florida Keys retreat, I have two tickets left in the group that is May 13th through May 15th, Florida Keys. It's actually on Marathon Key. We have a catamaran for the day. We're going to go out to the sandbars and go snorkeling. We have a beach house. It's just incredible. This is a smaller group retreat as well for 15 people, so you're really going to get that intimate experience. But I have two spots left for May 13th through 15th, and then I have three spots left for May 15th through 17th. Okay, so that's next month. So these are our only two retreats that we have on schedule, and these are the only retreats that we'll have for the summer. So if you want to join us, the cost of the Florida Keys retreat is $580. Okay, if you want more details, if you think, wow, I want to check this out, if you want to see photos and details, then I just need you to message me. Find me on social media. I'm Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M, or Big Life. And you'll see the yellow square image with the blue legs and the red boots. That's me. So I just need you to message me, and I'll send you the private registration link and all the details. You can read about it. Again, those are the spots I have left. That's all I have available. So when they're gone, they're gone. And I would love to make it possible for you. These will be like opportunity of a lifetime. Yes, adventure. Yes, beautiful places to explore together. But life-changing times together. And I would love to share it with you. So again, find me and message me and I'll share the information with you. I'm Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M, or Big Life on Facebook or Instagram. You can find me and send me a message. Woohoo! All right, everybody, have a beautiful weekend of life. I love you wildly. I'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.